All right, Jehovah said, good morning. Let us begin. So we are going to pick up in Mirtz Hashem in Os Yud. So remember again, paragraph Yud. So we've already begun, we began this last week already, but let's go back and just revisit it for a moment. Kol Binyan Limudo. Again, we'll just read the beginning quickly, even though we read it last week. Kol Binyan Limudo, Ye'al Mikra Shetziva Hashem. V'zeh Yihyeh Nochach Enov. So remember again, Reb Tzadik said that when performing a mitzvah, so a person ultimately, again, should have the pasuk that is the source for that mitzvah opposite him when performing the mitzvah. So that this idea that somehow when you perform a mitzvah, you should see the pasuk before you. You should be able to visualize the pasuk. Hamashetziva Hashem Yisparach Bisoroso. Va'alzeh. So first of all, so where does Reb Tzadik get this? Va'alzeh Ramaz Berosh HaMishnayis the Pasach Me'imasai V'tana Akrakoi. So we'll say, if you look, this is the same PDF that I sent out on the chat last week. So if you look in the bottom section, the middle section, the Be'uri HaChasidus, you'll see on the left, on the right hand paragraph, he says, V'alzeh Ramaz Rabbi Huda HaNasi B'chiburo B'rosh HaMishnayis the Pasach B'loshen Me'imasai. So remember again, we'll say, everything we've seen up until this point has really been gleaned from the beginning, almost everything has been gleaned from the beginning of Maseches Brachos. So the first Mishnah, Maseches Brachos, begins with the statement of Me'imasai Koren Shema Ba'arvin. From when do we read Shema? At night. So the Gemara, remember again, the Gemara itself is intrigued by the Lashon, or the question of the Me'imasai. Me'imasai means from when. Now, if you're asking from when, that means you have already decided that it's an obligation. Or you've already clarified that there's an obligation to recite Shema at night. So the obligation is clear. And now the Gemara is asking, or now the Mishnah is asking a mechanistic detail in terms of what time. Right? The Me'imasai, what time? So the Gemara asks, essentially, from where do you know that you're supposed to recite Shema? From where do you know that? To which the Gemara answers, Tana Akra Koi. So remember again, the simple meaning of the Gemara is the Tana, the author of the Mishnah, is basing himself on the Pasuk. What Pasuk? B'shach b'cha uvekumecha. But Reb Tzadik understands in this something much deeper. He says, Tana Akra Koi, I'm reading in Be'uri HaChasidus, Tana Akra Koi. Hatana omid bidvarav lefarish es hapasach ubishach bicha uvekumecha kede mefarish begimara kilomar begimara mevuar shrabi huda hekti me kriyash mashal arvis the kriyash mashal shachris mishum shekasav es hamishno lefi sedra kasav shidu bishach bicha uvekumecha. So remember again, let's just first go with pasha pshat of the Gemara, simple understanding, and then Tzadik's understanding. So the simple understanding is as follows. The Mishnah begins with a statement, Me'imasai Korne Shema Ba'arvin, right? From when do we recite Shema at night? So the Gemara is intrigued by this conversation, and the Gemara understands over here the following idea. So the question the Gemara asks is, ultimately, the question the Gemara deals with is, why are, two questions. Number one, how do you know that there's an obligation for Shema? And number two, why are you beginning with the obligation for the nighttime Shema prior to the obligation for the morning Shema? To which the Gemara answers, Tana Akra Koi. The Tana is basing, the author of the Mishnah, is basing himself on the Pasuk. Now, again, that answer answers both questions. Number one, from where do we know that there's an obligation to recite Shema? That comes from the Pasuk, B'shach B'chav Kumecha. And why does the Tana begin with the obligation of nighttime Shema before the obligation of morning Shema? That's also Tana Akra Koi. At the end of the day, ultimately, again, the Tana is going based on the Pasuk. The Pasuk has the nighttime Shema, B'shach B'cha, before the morning Shema, and therefore that's the logic of the order. Now, Reb Tzadik comes along and says as follows. La'aruye, now he gives his explanation. What does this teach us on a pneumistic level? La'aruye d'cho mishnaso rak akroi koi. So Reb Tzadik says what this teaches us is that whenever you learn and whenever you perform mitzvahs, akra kai, the pasuk must always be before you. Take a look in the Be'uri HaChasidus. Again, I'm in the left hand column of Be'uri HaChasidus, about three lines down. Ubekach ba la'aruye, lahoros l'chol adam halomei Torah Shabbat, d'chol mishnaso v'iyuno, yihye rak akra kai. So Reb Tzadok understands that this statement of akra kai, that literally, again, we're focused on the pasuk, is not just a one line in a Gemara to explain a Mishnah, but rather, again, to a certain degree, encapsulates an entire approach to Yiddishkeit. When learning and when performing mitzvahs, be focused on the pasuk. La'amod al kavanas ha-pasuk shebetorah shebichsav. Whenever you're learning and whenever you're performing a mitzvah, you should always be focused on the pasuk itself. Uba'ofen zeh, ha-tor sheba'al peh, tiyem mevuseses umiyuseses ala ha-tor shebichsav. Velo yehei limudo, so we'll say, so why? Why? What is this idea that when learning and when performing mitzvahs, that a person should always go ahead and have the pasuk, visualize the pasuk in front of them? What does that do? So Reb Tzadok ends off and he says something amazing. In order that your learning of Torah should not become the learning like the learning of any other discipline. In other words, we'll say, think about this just a moment. We learn Gemara together every single day. So the truth is, a person could open up a Gemara and learn through it, and it could be a fascinating intellectual exercise, right? It's really interesting. A lot of arguments, a lot of back and forth, a lot of profound ideas, some great stories, and a person could learn it. And the truth is, you could learn Gemara and remove God from it in totality. There are, remember again, there are Talmudic scholars who are agnostics. There are Talmudic scholars who are atheists. Because again, you could learn the Talmud again, just as you could learn any tome of incredible religious or philosophical or theological wisdom, right? You can learn it just as a literary masterpiece or as a philosophical masterpiece. That's the danger. The danger, says Tzadok, is that a person can learn Torah and remove God from the equation. We'll say this is not just true from learning. This is true from the performance of mitzvahs as well. Now, I know this might sound strange. Say, how can you perform mitzvahs without God? The truth is, it happens all the time that we go through the motions. I do what I am supposed to do behaviorally to be a good Jew. Again, I'm fulfilling all of my obligations. But there's no meaning to it. There's no depth to it. And the truth is, sometimes God isn't really even a part of it. I do what I have to do because this is what I do. But lav davka, but not necessarily that there's any type of profound meaning associated with it. Isn't that the scariest and saddest aspect sometimes of our Yiddishkeit? That I could be doing everything I'm supposed to be doing, meaning I'm fulfilling all of my obligations, but yet I have forgotten about the Ribono Shel Olam. So says Reb Tzadok, how do you counter that? Both in your learning as well as in your performance of mitzvahs, that whenever you learn, Tana Akra Kai, keep the pasuk in front of you. Have in mind the pasuk ultimately again that is generating what it is that you're learning. When you do a mitzvah, when you perform a mitzvah, ultimately go ahead and have in mind the pasuk that is related to the performance of that mitzvah. Because obviously when you have the pasuk in front of you, then what? You remember, that pasuk came from the Torah. And where does the Torah come from? The Torah comes from the Ribono Shel Olam. So why am I learning Torah? To serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And why am I performing the mitzvah? To serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when you begin to do all of this, first of all, Rabbi Gedalia, thank you so much. That was mamish, a beautiful, beautiful sunrise. If you saw, that was Marabuma Asecha Hashem. Incredible. The Marshall created such a world. Such a world. My window faces, I was going to say my window faces the wrong direction. Chas v'shalom. My window faces the right direction. It's actually Chesh Baruch Hu wants it to be in. But Lamaisa happens that the sunrise is on the other side of me. So I get to see the sunset from my study window, but not the sunrise. Thank you. So I was going to say, isn't this incredible? If you remember the pasuk in front of you at all times, Then look how Reb Tzadik ends. La'aruyeh d'komishaz rakagai v'lo kalimut chachma mechachmos. And therefore, again, you prevent your Torah like becoming just another discipline, just another subject. Uchimeduma shekach shamati alkin. And it would appear ultimately again that this is what I heard. Remember again, I will say a lot of times, Reb Tzadik, whenever he's quoting, or I heard, his Rebbe was the Ishbitzer, Reb Mordechai Yosef Liner, who lives died in the late 1700s. So the Ishbitzer was the Rebbe of Reb Tzadik. So Reb Tzadik says, and this is what I heard from my Rebbe. So I will say, such an incredible Eitzah. So apparently, by the way, I just want to point out, it's also another understanding in Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Summit, right? This idea of placing Hashem before me at all times that the Balatanya writes about, many of the Sram write about, this notion of God awareness. So it's interesting, Reb Tzadok perhaps is giving us a little bit more of a concrete approach to God awareness. What should you do? Keep the pasuk, visualize the pasuk in front of you. So when you're learning a sugya, so we'll say we're learning Masechah Shabbos, Reb Tzadok would say, maybe just keep in mind, Zochar es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. Keep visualize that pasuk in front of you. You perform a mitzvah, right? You were going to put on tefillin in just a little while. So go ahead, visualize the pasuk. And when you visualize the pasuk, you remember that everything you do and everything you learn comes from Torah Kedosha, which comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which reminds you, Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Summit, which reminds you ultimately again that everything you're doing is a form of Avodas Hashem. All right, so we'll stop over here for today. We'll pick up Emirat Hashem with Sif Yud Aleph tomorrow.